This is CNN breaking news.
There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising. There was a cascade of sparks and fire, and now this, it looks almost like a mushroom cloud explosion, this huge billowing smoke in the second tower. This was the second of the two towers hit. Again, this is going on now in two cities. We have a report that there is a fire.
It was an event that changed the course of world history. Few will forget that fatal September 11th, 2001, when hijackers turned passenger jets into deadly weapons, killing thousands of innocent civilians of all nationalities in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. Speaking to Vatican Radio not long after the attacks on the Twin Towers, Cardinal Edward Egan of New York thanked Americans and people the world over for their solidarity and prayers.
This event here in New York of the World Trade Towers, the attack, has done immense damage to many, many people. Thousands have lost jobs. People have lost their businesses. Many people's lives have been turned upside down by the loss of wife and husband and child and friend and so forth. There are many, many people hurting for many, many reasons. And I would encourage your listeners to keep us in your prayers. We're a strong people, but we're a people that have been very gravely hurt by a terrible crime. And the understanding and the support of all the Catholic world will be welcomed and gratefully received.
The Pope at the time was John Paul II, who expressed shock and horror over the senseless bloodshed to befall the American people.
Today, my heartfelt sympathy is with the American people, subjected yesterday to inhuman terrorist attacks which have taken the lives of thousands of innocent human beings and caused unspeakable sorrow in the hearts of all men and women of goodwill.
James Nicholson had just arrived in Rome when the attacks occurred. On September 13, 2001, a shaken but determined Nicholson presented his credentials to Pope John Paul II as the United States' new ambassador to the Holy See.
He was still grief-stricken, as were we, as were all of the world, and he said to me that this certainly was not just an attack on the United States, it was an attack on humanity.
Yesterday was indeed a dark day in our history, an appalling offense against peace, a terrible assault against human dignity. I ask God to grant the American people the strength and courage they need at this time of sorrow and trial.
Americans found that they still possess this innate sort of organic sense of patriotism and love of each other and love for our freedom. That we tend to take for granted on a daily basis in your life until something like this happens that threatens it. And it just caused an enormous outpouring of cohesion in our country. And it's also caused an increased awareness that this was not just an attack against the United States, that the whole world, the free world, people loving civilization and a rule of law are threatened by this, and that it only takes a relatively small number of people to disrupt this freedom and civilized life that people are enjoying and that have taken for granted.
Years after the tragedy, Cardinal Egan remembers the goodness and sacrifice of all Americans, especially those who first responded to the Twin Tower collapse.
If I had to sum up
9/11, I would say it was a time in which people taught this nation and the world how to be strong and how to be willing to sacrifice themselves for others. There was no indication in any of this that anyone was in there for anything but to help the other guy, anyone that might be underground, and then anyone who might be hurting as a result. And I really felt that if you want to sum it up, it was a tragedy, it was a crime, but it was a magnificent manifestation of courage and willingness to sacrifice self. In 2008, the successor of Pope John Paul II came to New York because we were 200 years old. And he insisted, and we were only too delighted, that he go down to pray at the site of the World Trade Center, the so-called Ground Zero, unless you want to call it rightly Ground Hero. And as he knelt there, I said to myself, well, now, here is the way in which all of this comes to a conclusion. The years have passed, and now we have the successor of Peter kneeling here, and somehow or another, it makes sense. When we got into the car with the Holy Father afterwards, I said, Your Holiness, I believe that you have brought a conclusion, a closure to this tragedy in the best way it could have been brought to a closure. And he just whispered to me, thank you. And I think we all have to thank him. The whole story of 9/11 is what it is, but there was so much goodness there that the evil was, I think, not only conquered, it was smothered. And I like to think that in April of 2008, we drew the curtain and we picked up the pieces and moved on.
During that visit to the United States, Pope Benedict knelt and prayed at the empty pit and construction site that was once New York's Twin Towers. The Holy Father blessed the site, praying for peace and healing.
O God of love, compassion, and healing, look on us, people of many different faiths and traditions, who gather today at this site, the scene of incredible violence and pain. We ask you in your goodness to give eternal light and peace to all who died here, the heroic first responders, our firefighters, police officers, emergency service workers and port authority personnel, along with all the innocent men and women who were victims of this tragedy, simply because their work or service brought them here on September 11th, 2001. We ask you, in your compassion, to bring healing in those who, because of their presence here that day, suffer from injuries and illness. Heal, too, the pain of still grieving families and all who lost loved ones in this tragedy. Give them strength to continue their lives with courage and hope. We are mindful as well of those who suffered death, injury, and loss on the same day at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Our hearts are one with theirs as our prayer embraces their pain and suffering. God of peace, bring your peace to our violent world. Peace in the hearts of men and women, and peace among the nations of the earth. Turn to your way of love those whose hearts and minds are consumed with hatred. God of understanding, overwhelmed by the magnitude of this tragedy, we seek your light and guidance as we confront such terrible events. Grant that those whose lives were spared may live so that the lives lost here may not have been lost in vain. Comfort and console us, strengthen us in hope, and give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations and in the hearts of all.
Many people have asked, where was God on 9/11? The parish priest of St. Peter's Church, which used to stand in the shadow of the Twin Towers, has no doubt. He was always there. It was just that people didn't know where to look.
My belief is that God is always with us, even in the most terrible of circumstances, and that became evident in the very day itself. We saw the heroism and the sacrifice of the first responders, the firefighters, the police officers, you know, taking all sorts of risks, even giving their lives to be able to save people. And then in the days, the weeks, the months afterwards, so many people came here to see what way they could be of assistance and be able to try and rescue people. And then that stage finished, then just trying to find the remains of those who had died to be able to return them to their families.
Father Kevin Madigan was on his way back to the rectory from the 18th century Catholic Church in Lower Manhattan when he heard a plane had crashed into one of the Twin Towers. He spent the rest of that day and weeks to come welcoming and comforting rescue and relief workers, the dead and the bereaved.
My hope is that we be able to see what were the causes for this whole thing. One of the questions people ask me over and over again is, why do they hate us so much? And I think behind that question is a sense that we were totally innocent and they were totally at fault. And any kind of a conflict is always two sides to the story. And while I would under no circumstances believe that there was any justification this attack, there were factors that occasioned it, started, and I think that after 10 years, if we can see, you know, what are the causes of these resentments, the causes of these grievances, and is there anything that we can do as Americans to try and change the situation so such terrible things don't happen again?
Since he's been the U.S.'s ambassador to the Holy See, Miguel Diaz has been doing his best that such terrible things don't happen again. He has organized dozens of conferences and roundtables to build bridges of dialogue between Christians and Muslims, people of different cultures, to increase understanding and respect across barriers of mistrust.
I think it's always important to tell the stories, to share stories even with people who were not there, as is the case with many of our kids. I think this is a good part of memory. And you tell that story in as truthful way as you can so that we can learn. And we can learn so as not to repeat or try to do whatever we can to prevent this event that our embassy is sponsoring, 9/11, with a number of young people from all over the world. Will be an opportunity for them to share their own vision, too, of what the future should be, what the present is and what the present is not, and what the future should be. And it is a way for diplomats and adults also to listen to the young people, because in them it's also found the seeds of hope. Clearly, the seeds of creativity and the seeds of new beginnings and a new earth and a new society that will hopefully be less violent and more peaceful.